Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last week, I talked about the outrageous lawsuit seeking $32 million from an Arizona rancher that apprehended at gunpoint 11 illegal immigrants, illegally crossing his property, sneaking over the border into the United States. The Mexican Legal Defense Fund claimed the rancher had violated their civil rights. Well, I'm delighted that the jury denied the claim for $32 million. However, Mr. Barnett was asked by the jury to pay $77,000. Well, did he violate their civil rights? What kind of civil rights do illegals really have? Well, Mr. Barnett will appeal the decision. Stay tuned. And now the subject I really wanted to talk about has nothing to do with immigration or property rights. I turned on the television and I see some blowhard member of Congress going on and on blaming everyone for our economic problems and refusing to fairly look at the facts. They drag the bankers before the committee, berate and humiliate them. Why aren't you loaning money? The government bails you out and you don't loan money. Well, the answer to that question is pretty simple. Number one, the banks got into this mess by making a lot of bad loans. Do we really want them to make more bad loans? And number two, a lot of people that are a good credit risk, they just don't want to borrow in these uncertain times. And another bone to pick with Congress is this. Stop blaming all of our problems on greedy Wall Street and George Bush. Yes, Wall Street made plenty of mistakes, and George Bush wasn't perfect. But instead of trying to pass off the blame, government should take a serious look at itself. The blame cannot be entirely laid at the feet of weak regulators and a greedy Wall Street. Government asked for these failures. Yes, they asked for it, especially Congress. In 1990, the Department of Housing and Urban Development demanded that banks make more loans to low-income individuals. The Department of Justice began bringing lawsuits against banks that did not make loans to minority applicants at the same rate as others. Congress was beating the drums, demanding loans to individuals with no down payment and no income verification. Congress was doing this. I'm tired of listening to the sacrimonious, dishonest congressmen refusing to accept their share of the blame. And now I got it off my chest. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.